Hello, this is Sarah Machem. I'm joined by Carol Quay here in the Phoenix FM studios, who is the secretary of the Brentwood Fair Trade Campaign Group. Hello, Carol.
Good morning, Sarah.
Could you just explain what Brentwood Fair Trade is and what the group does?
Okay. Well, the Brentwood Fair Trade Group is a campaign group that's affiliated with the Fair Trade Foundation. And the Fair Trade Foundation is a charitable organisation that's really promoting fairness in the developing countries, you know, so that producers of food and other items that we use, that we buy from them, those producers and their workers are given a fairer price for the products that they make for us. Brentwood became a fair trade town in 2009. And I'll tell you a little bit in a minute about what we had to do to achieve that status. But basically, we're affiliated with the Fair Trade Foundation, and we have to kind of maintain that status by promoting fair trade within the borough, heightening people's awareness of what it's about, and talking to groups, schools, other community groups, taking part in events such as at Fair Trade Fortnight. And during the Brentwood Festival, we might have a stall there. So there's a lot of things we get involved with on the fair trade side.
I'm very curious as to know how Brentwood got its fair trade status. What did it have to do?
Well, what we had to do to gain fair trade status for Brentwood was to fulfil five goals. And the first one was to ask the council to pass a resolution supporting fair trade, which they willingly did. And we've received a lot of support from the council ever since. One of their members is actually a member of the Fair Trade Campaign Group. We also had to do an audit of the stores in Brentwood and the catering establishments to find out if they were offering a sort of minimal number of fair trade products in the range of goods that they were selling or providing for customers. We had to find out what organisations, such as schools and churches and other organisations, women's institutes and mothers' unions, all sorts of organisations, how they were supporting fair trade in the borough. Another thing we had to do was get the support of the media in the locality, such as Phoenix FM, who have been very, very supportive of us and provided a lot of advertising for our campaigns. And finally, what we had to do as well was to form a steering group so we could actually monitor how we were progressing towards achieving fair trade status and maintaining it.
Did you have to go into every single shop and cafe and restaurant in Brentwood and ask them about their fair trade activities, and how long did that take?
Well, we were pounding the high street for a long time and other areas, because we had to kind of encompass outlying areas such as Ingatestone and Doddinghurst and Blackmore. So that was pretty hard work. I would say that we probably covered maybe 80%, if not more.
That's a huge amount.
It was. It took quite a while.
So I'm guessing you must have quite a dedicated team behind you to help you with all of that work.
We certainly have. We've got a few core members, about, I would say, half a dozen, who've been pretty well involved since the beginning of the campaign. That's involved things like standing out in abysmal weather, handing out bananas and fair trade literature, and also taking part in events and giving talks to schools. And yes, we've done all sorts of things, really.
And you mentioned that you went into 80% or around 80% of shops and restaurants and cafes in and around Brentwood. Now, I'm guessing lots of people, when they think of fair trade, they know there's fair trade chocolate and they know there's fair trade tea. But from what you've said, from the exercises that you've carried out, there must be a lot more to fair trade than just tea and chocolate.
Yes, absolutely. Fair Trade now offers such a range of products, hundreds really, and they could range from the usual beverages, tea, coffee, drinking chocolate, sugar, cookies and cakes and fruit, different types of fruit, dried fruit, nuts, olive oil, even things like clothing, Fair Trade cotton. That's been something we've tried very hard to promote. also things like footballs, toiletries. There's a range of fair trade products in places like boots, for instance, you know, that people perhaps don't realise that they are fair trade until they see the fair trade mark on them. Definitely places like Marks and Spencer sell a very big range of fair trade beverages and jams and honey, things of that sort. Jewellery, crafts, there's a tremendous range. I've probably only touched the tip of the iceberg talking about them. But one of the products that we've been recently promoting and are currently doing so is fair trade gold. Not many people know that gold can be fair trade, and perhaps only certain jewellers stock fair trade gold, but Argos is one of the leading campaigners in that. They now supply fair trade gold wedding rings. So please, if anyone out there is thinking of getting married, have a look at Argos.
In addition to your campaigning and getting Brentwood fair trade status, and I'm assuming maintaining Brentwood as a fair trade town as well, what activities does your group do and how many members do you have?
We're a very small group. We're really very, very eager to get more volunteers to take part. We get involved in activities such as during Fair Trade Fortnight, which takes place every year round about the end of February going into March. There's usually a theme to every Fair Trade Fortnight, and it could be promoting fair trade chocolate, bananas, supporting farmers in the developing world generally. People like, for instance, the Bennett's funeral directors, they've been phenomenally supportive of us, and we've been able to use their window every year to set up a fair trade display. We've also got one fair trade school in Brentwood, the first fair trade school, and that's Holly Trees Primary School, and they've been magnificent. And most years we sort of share an event with them. For instance, this past year we had a speaker come to their school, and he was from, I believe, Kenya, and he was a tea growing producer, and he spoke about his cooperative out there and how they were being helped by the fair trade movement, by, you know, everything that fair trade promotes and how it helps the developers there. And we had the mayor come along, and I believe Phoenix FM supported us there as well. Two of your members, Paul Golder and I think Alan Johnson, may have come along. So, yes, it was a wonderful event, you know, to have the speaker come along and talk to us about what fair trade really means. That's a typical sort of scenario.
How do you qualify as a fair trade school?
It's a little bit complicated for me to explain. There's three different levels now in which people can show evidence that they are promoting fair trade within the school. That could be like incorporating it into their school curriculum, perhaps through geography and learning about, you know, sort of other countries and how they're faring and how we can be actively involved in supporting them. Schools can be encouraged to serve fair trade products or use fair trade products in the staff room, to hold assemblies with a fair trade theme, especially during Fair Trade Fortnight, have other fair trade events such as fair trade coffee mornings and, you know, things like that. So there's a lot they do. You know, Holly Trees is a very good example of what can be achieved.
So it's teaching children about fair trade and the principles of fair trade from a very young age.
Yes, and children are very, very receptive and very imaginative and very keen to take that on. And they can transmit this enthusiasm to their parents and other people.
And why is this important? Why is it important that children understand the principles of fair trade and why they should impart that to their parents?
I think it is important because it gives us an idea of what's going on in the world generally and how we can sort of create a better balance, also within the environment. For instance, fair trade farmers, they have to adhere to certain criteria to actually gain fair trade status and to maintain it. And that means not using highly dangerous pesticides, you know, when they're producing products. not using child labour. That's totally banned. A greater awareness of health and safety, allowing workers to form unions or belong to unions. So there's a lot of things they have to do before they can gain the fair trade status as well.
What plans do you have as a group? What's next for Brentwood Fair Trade?
Right. Well, the next thing on the agenda is probably the lighting up event towards Christmas in Shenfield. We're going to focus because I think Brentwood has now perhaps become a victim of its own success. It's so big. We have actually done things in Brentwood in the past, for instance, handed out chocolate and bananas and fair trade Christmas cards. But we now find maybe going into Shenfield, where it's a little bit smaller, we can walk around and hand out Christmas cards, you know, with a fair trade theme and maybe a little bar of chocolate, something like that, telling people, you know, about the Brentwood Fair Trade campaign group.
A bar of chocolate sounds lovely. Look forward to that. Are you on the lookout for new members at the moment?
We definitely, definitely are. But we really would love to have young people, such as sixth formers from any of the schools in Brentwood. They would be very, very welcome to join us. Anybody with a little bit of spare time. It's not onerous. We meet just a few times a year, usually in my house. It's very informal, high social element to it. You know, a chat and a cup of fair trade beverage and always, you know, cakes and biscuits on hand. And we would make people feel very welcome. And if they have any kind of skills, whether it's social media, artistic skills, whatever it is, you know, we would welcome any new brains and more imagination and just a little bit of time to help us move on and get involved with events and spread the load a bit.
And where can people find out more information about the group or get in touch with you?
If you were to email brentwoodfairtrade, all in one word, at gmail.com. We have, you know, Twitter. If you were to contact us, tweet us at brentwoodfairtrade. And that's actually a big B, WD, Fair Trade, all in one word. There is a website. It's currently being renovated and sort of upgraded, www.brentwoodfairtrade.com. But please do try us, you know, try and get in contact with us. If you have any difficulty, contact Kim Anderson at the council as well, Brentwood Council, and she would point you in the right direction.
What was your motivation to get involved in the group?
I became particularly interested because I'm married to a Ghanaian and I go back to Ghana very, very frequently. And I'm very aware of, you know, how hard people work to achieve very little sometimes, and how the big multinationals have taken over and sometimes worked against farmers in developing world, in the developing world. And fair trade, it really seeks to kind of balance things out a little bit better so that producers and farmers get what is a fairer deal for the things that they produce for us. The very first fair trade town in the UK was Garstang in Lancashire. I can't remember what year that was set up, but it was quite a long while ago. And it was whilst listening on the radio, must admit Radio 4, that they were talking about it one morning. And my ears pricked up and I thought, what a wonderful idea that a town is combining its efforts to promote fair trade within that town and making it a much more cohesive movement. And I became aware that more and more towns were getting that fair trade status. And so a group of us in 2007 got together, a group of local residents, and that's really how we sowed the seeds of becoming a fair trade town in 2009 in Brentwood. I think it is, you know, really important that we bear in mind fair trade at this time, because there's been a lot of uncertainty following the referendum and the outcome. And in the UK, you know, the government is currently renegotiating over 50 international trade deals. We don't know how that's going to work for producers and farmers in the developing world. So it's really important we maintain the momentum of keeping fair trade on the agenda, keeping it high in the public awareness and supporting farmers and producers in every way we possibly can. If people would like to know more about fair trade, please go to the fair trade website, and that is www.fairtrade.org.uk, and there's a mine of information there. So please tap into that if you have a few minutes to spare.
Carol, thank you very much indeed for joining us. It's been a fascinating conversation.
You're very welcome. I've really enjoyed that, Sarah. Thank you for asking me.